Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. You see it all around.
S38 special bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one and that book and the new book, The Third Ingredient, is available at Amazon. And the new book website is going to be available any minute now. So I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're here. Greg Kozera is with us. He's great member of our Brain Trust, and an environmental expert, a petroleum expert, an expert on the crescent, on the shale crescent, which is West Virginia, I guess part of Virginia, Pennsylvania. What else? Ohio, some Ohio.
West Virginia, Eastern Ohio, and Western Pennsylvania.
There you go, but not New York, though. Right? Not New York.
No. we just did a. There's a map we just did showing all the Marcellus and Utica wells.
Yeah.
And if you look at eastern PA, there's this big blotch of red where all the wells are drilled up there.
Yeah.
And you can see the New York Pennsylvania border because the drilling stops. And you know, I feel really bad, Jim, because if you're a farmer in western New York and your neighbor is in Pennsylvania, they're probably a millionaire by now because they're getting huge royalty checks for the gas produced under their farm. And on the other side of that border in New York, you're having trouble making your mortgage payment. That's the difference state border.
Yeah.
New York is, you're talking about poverty versus...
Exactly. That's exactly right. It's like North Korea, South Korea almost.
That's a great analogy. Yes, it's exactly what we're talking about.
Hey, Greg, I want to change the subject a little bit and ask you, one of the things you and I have talked about over the years has been the fact that the United States is now energy independent. We're actually an exporter. We could become more so. And we haven't even really, I think we haven't even really maximized our liquid natural gas capability yet, probably, if my instincts are right. And, I mean, we got a lot more to go, a lot more opportunity out there. Why can't the United States have an impact like OPEC used to have on the price of oil? Are we not that big yet?
We can't. Matter of fact, we are, depending on where we are, we're either the second or third largest oil producer in the world. I mean, the big three are Russia, who's number one. You got Saudi Arabia, number two, and we're number three. And it looks like we'll probably pass Saudi this year. And a lot of it depends on how much we choose to drill. And you know what's interesting? Saudi's actually cut production back. So they're that kind of that swing producer, but when they reduced their production, that's the reason why we've seen this increase in oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
And could we choose to, with an additional drilling, we could probably lower that a little bit. I think what we are doing is we're keeping it from going to $100 a barrel. But
what you're saying is we may already be doing something along the lines of what I'm talking about. We just can't get it. What we're doing is holding it off of 100. We can't get it back down to 40 or 50.
Right, because the problem, you're right, because oil is a global commodity. We can't price
right
now. What's really interesting, how we could really change things a lot, is natural gas is primarily that those prices are U.S. based because it's really hard to ship that on a global base. You do, but most of our natural gas is still just below $3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means for the public, that doesn't mean maybe a whole lot to them, but the oil, the energy equivalent of natural gas, you just multiply it by six. So $18 natural gas is in other words, $18 a barrel is what natural gas is selling for right now. Oil is selling for 70.
Wow.
So if we use more natural, if we had natural gas vehicles, for instance, in Charleston,
that would be one way we could thumb our nose at the global oil market, wouldn't it?
Oh, you can. Right now, in Charleston, West Virginia, natural gas vehicles are fueling for $2.31 a gallon.
Wow.
And it's been that way forever. And you know, of course, that was expensive because there was a point there when gasoline was $1.50 that natural gas vehicles were still fueling for $2.31 a gallon. But the thing is, if you're like our trash trucks, that their fuel cost hasn't changed at all, and they can book out years. Mm-hmm. See that? So as we use, we
talk about being able to really talk about being able to budget, not be subject to the global geopolitics with oil. So, where do you think? Where do you see natural gas in the United States going? Is that, do you see it continuing to grow like it has been?
We have a massive amount of natural gas. Matter of fact, when you look at the Crescent, mm-hmm. that is the only place in the United States, though, where the natural gas supply is growing. What's happened, if you look at the rest of the country, including the Permian out there in West Texas, all that's happening is that as you drill a well, it starts to decline. They're replacing the decline. But in the Crescent is where, when you look at a graph, you'll see the growth in natural gas supply. That's why when we went from 3 to 30% of our supply, that's one of the reasons as an economic development consultant, I can bring industry into that region. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm telling folks is, look, the gas is under your plant, and that's the region where the gas supply is continuing to grow. And
right.
it's still in its infancy. So we have huge opportunities to use our natural gas for industrial expansion.
Right.
And
hey Greg, I got to wrap it up because before we go, though, I want to make sure people know. Tell them how they can find you online. How can they find this report?
Oh, sure. You can go to ShellCrescentUSA.com. That's the Shell Crescent website.
S-H-A-L-E.
Executive summary.
Shell Crescent.
Or GregCazera.com is my website.
K-O-Z-E-R-A.
Great videos.
And the, folks, the graphics on this report are astonishing. Hey, Greg, good job today. Come back soon.
Anytime, Jim. Appreciate you.
We'll see you next time. Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.